Good morning, my friend. My daughter once asked me, my daughter, the audio producer, by the way, if you haven't listened to our entrepreneur series, she really did a fantastic job. These morning messages are totally uncut, though. I mean, totally unproduced. But she once asked me, Mom, how do you have so much to talk about? And I told her, I said, listen, I'm just talking from my own experience here. You know, as a 56-year-old woman, entrepreneur, business owner, teacher, mother, wife, daughter, friend, you know, curious human who wants to live a full life, I have a lot to talk about. I have a lot to share. And I don't pretend that everything's going to land with everyone. In fact, I've gotten over that. Oh, I got over that finally last year. So anyway, I have a lot to say. And I hope that what I say, some of it at least, is landing with you. And if it is, great. Just, you know, jump in and let me know that. Or not. Whatever. Today I want to continue on this idea of being kind to ourselves. You know, yesterday I talked about just above all, be kind to yourself. You got a lot going on. There's a lot to deal with here. I'm speaking to you in August of 2020, right? There's a lot to deal with right now. So why not just turn the kindness towards yourself and carry that with you? And so yesterday it was just about putting your hand on your heart and walking around and giving yourself that. But today we're going to take it a step further, which is this short little phrase, there, sweetheart. I've talked about it and on past podcasts, and I'm going to find those and put them in the details, in the show notes. There, sweetheart. I write about it in my book, On the Verge, and I learned it from my meditation teacher, Scott McBride. There, sweetheart, is something that your grandmother might have said to you, or an older lady, right? There, sweetheart. When you skin your knee, there, it's okay. You'll be fine. It hurts right now, but it's going to go away. And at first, when I learned this phrase, I resisted, of course, because I was that hard-ass Brooklyn girl, only girl in a family of boys, engineers, hockey players, right? Got to be tough. Don't cry. There, sweetheart. Turning that simple phrase around towards yourself, well, I will tell you personally, it was a game changer for me. I resisted this one, my friend. You know, I'm a tough girl. There, sweetheart. It's okay to be upset. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to have this despair around the world, the fast-changing world. It's okay to feel frustrated because you can't get this done. There, sweetheart. Wow, this is a big phrase, a really big one, and I will tell you, if you're new to this one, I've had so many people tell me, oh my gosh, thank you for that. If I learned anything from you, it was there, sweetheart, and it's why I repeat it so often. So today, throughout the day, in addition to putting your hand on your heart, and go listen to yesterday if you haven't gotten there yet, make sure you listen to that one. In addition to putting your hand on your heart and offering yourself just a bit of softness, you're going to remind yourself of the phrase and say to yourself with love, with kindness towards yourself, there, sweetheart. I know you're trying. Whatever, you know, fill in the blank. I know you're doing your best here. I know this is frustrating. I know you feel sad. I know you can't have what you want, right? It can be, you know, feel juvenile, but it's not, because we feel this all day long, but we go through life as the tough girl, as the tough guy. Gotta tough it out. Gotta push through this. There, sweetheart. I know that you're doing your best. What happens when we start to show ourselves this gentle, loving kindness is that it starts to melt the armor around our heart. And two of the best teachers, two of the most, I will say, badass women in this world, Sharon Salzberg and Pema Chodron. Sharon Salzberg is the queen of loving kindness, right? She has brought loving kindness into our modern day world in such a beautiful way. I'm going to put her book in the show notes. And also Pema Chodron, who's written, oh my gosh, so many books about dissolving the armor. And I went through this process decades ago, and it was powerful, powerful stuff. Start Where You Are, I think, is the book from her. Okay, I got to wrap this up. There, there, sweetheart, my friend. Let me know if this is working. Let me know how you're applying this, please. hello@carabradley.net, just a simple email. Reach out on social media, right? Grab me. Let's communicate. I love, love, love chatting with you guys. Check out the show notes. Project Be Well is happening on September 7th. Our next one happens monthly. So join me for round 3. Have a fantastic day. Be well.